The week of January 24th is designated as National School Choice Week for 2021. And here to talk about that is Andrew Campanella, president of National School Choice Week. Andrew, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So choices for school. Let's talk about this. I guess this past year, school, even people who are not in school, have sort of had school on their mind and thought, how are these kids learning? How is this working out? What's your thoughts on that as we enter into National School Choice Week?
Well, this past year has been unprecedented. It has been a challenge for students. It's been difficult for moms and dads, and it's certainly been tough for teachers. In a lot of cases, people have made things work, but in too many cases, I think there's going to be some learning loss going into next year. The result of this is we see a lot of families who are really interested in different options and being able to start fresh for the next school year. And so the goal of School Choice Week is to let parents know about all the options they have for their children's education. And we want parents to know that they do have choices for where they send their kids to school and to start looking at those options for the next school year.
Could you go through some of those choices, maybe in sort of general terms? What kind of choices are we talking about?
Absolutely. Well, for families in Ohio, for instance, there are a variety of options. There are a lot of great traditional public schools, and you have the option of choosing schools outside of your zone or district because of the state's open enrollment policies. There are a lot of public charter schools. There are magnet schools that focus on themes like math, science, technology, and the arts. There are private schools. Some are religious, some are not. And the state offers a variety of programs to provide financial aid to families who otherwise couldn't afford those schools. There are full-time online schools that are tuition-free, and of course, every family across the state has the freedom to homeschool their kids.
So has our questions of what we ask these schools changed because of what's gone on with COVID-19, or are they still, you know, I guess you talk about the studies. How about the, are you open? How do we access? What's the technology that you have? How are kids learning? How are your teachers adapting to this new technology? Are those good questions?
I think all of those are great questions, absolutely. The most important questions that you as a parent can ask are questions that relate to your own child's experiences. And make sure that you are asking questions that are specific to what you found your child's challenges have been, what their interests are, and thinking also not just in the short term but the long term. What type of environment do you think your child is most likely to thrive in 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, things like that. And so we have a lot of resources that are completely free on our website, which is schoolchoiceweek.com, that parents can access to help them navigate this process and come up with their own questions to ask for looking at schools.
Does your school choice is just a designated time? It doesn't have any kind of deadline for it, right? I mean, this is just for you, for awareness, in other words.
That's right. It's a week of awareness. This is our 11th year, and our team works year-round to provide resources to families and information, roadmaps, guidebooks, things like that. We research this information year-round, but this 1 week in January is the time when we think families need to start the school search process, because if they wait too long and they wait until summer break, for example, they'll find they have fewer options. So get the process started now, even if you're just thinking about it.
We're talking today with Andrew Campanella, president of National School Choice Week, as a lot of things have been gone through. Is the way we teach kids going to is it starting to shift because of what happened this past year? Or are people going to put their foot down and say that was just a blip, and then they move forward with what they had been doing? Or what's the positive things that we're getting out of last year, I guess?
Sure. So what I think we'll see is a lot of schools will obviously go back to in-person learning. The vast majority of schools will. I mean, that's the expectation. Once enough people are vaccinated and the pandemic is, for all intents and purposes, over. But what I think we're going to see also as a result of this is a better embrace of technology and best practices regarding using technology to help kids learn, because having kids sit in front of a computer screen for 6 or 7 hours a day is not the right way to do it. And I think that's pretty universally accepted. The folks who run full-time online schools have never done it that way. And so some of the challenges we're seeing this year are because this remote learning that people are doing is emergency remote learning. People have to set it up within a few weeks because of the pandemic. The other bright spot we're going to see as a result of this is more parents across this country are engaged, involved, and informed about their kids' education than ever before. And I think they're going to stay that way. They're going to keep in touch with their kids' teachers. They're going to be involved in what their kids are learning, and they're going to speak out if they don't like the things that are going on in their kids' schools. And hopefully they'll do that in a respectful and courteous way, but the more parent involvement, the better.
Well, that's the key to it, the parent involvement. And the parents became involved whether they liked it or not. Some of them became homeschool teachers and realized, I have no tolerance for this, and then appreciate the other fact that, you know, a little bit more for the teacher. Other ones, you know, thought about maybe we can handle this at home. Of course, it changed a lot with homeschoolers, even who usually go on field trips, that a lot of museums and places were closed as well. So a lot of people were being pressured to sort of just stay within, you know, a confined area and just kind of learn. But I guess as a learning experience about learning, we kind of came out of that last year. If people want to find out again about National School Choice Week, where do they go? How do they find out some things? And just to get the plan for 2021.
Sure thing. There's a ton of free resources and guidebooks on our website, schoolchoiceweek.com. You also find a school finder there, a tool where you can look for schools near you.
Sounds great. Andrew, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us.
Thanks for having me.
Andrew Campanella, president of National School Choice Week, joining us. Again, you can go to schoolchoiceweek.com to find out more.